KQED.
The entire country is waiting to see if Congress can come to an agreement or another extension on a new spending bill. If not, the federal government could be shut down at midnight on Friday. So what would that mean for California? KQED's Katie Orr has the answer.
Unless you're one of the 252,000 federal employees working in California, you may not initially notice much of a difference if the government shuts down.
The most obvious things that Californians will see is national parks being closed.
H.D. Palmer is with Governor Jerry Brown's Department of Finance.
But most of the major federal programs, such as Social Security or unemployment benefits, not any immediate impact or effect at all.
Palmer says if the shutdown were to drag on for several weeks, it could affect state programs that count on federal employees or dollars to operate. But in the short term, it's likely to be a nuisance more than anything else. Passport and visa applications could be delayed, as could some mortgage approvals. Mail delivery would continue, and the military would remain operational. Robert Kleinhens is an economist with Beacon Economics. He says the most tangible impact could be to federal workers who don't receive their paycheck.
For people who are living from paycheck to paycheck, there's a real possibility that they'll be unable to pay bills.
Kleinhens says a brief government shutdown would have a negligible impact on the state's economy. He says a longer shutdown could affect California's finances, though he says the state would most likely make up the lost economic activity later. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.